Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, need help? Want answers? Could use a laugh? Then look no further than Ask Me Levi's, hosted by Lacey and me.
Welcome to the show, everybody. A little tired. He has reason to be, though.
Oh, no, I'm good.
You feeling better?
Yeah, a little drugged up, but I'm good.
Anyway, happy Halloween, everybody. I think this is the last show before Halloween, isn't it? Or is Monday before Halloween?
Let me see. Let me look at the handy-dandy calendar. No, we got one more next week right before Halloween.
Look at me. I'm probably the only show that gets to do it three times, Halloween three times.
We do a trice Halloween special around these parts.
Oh, man, we got a lot of news stories for y'all tonight, and a countdown for candy and a few fan questions, but...
The news stories are... They're hella funny, in my opinion, except for one's kind of sad. But
yeah,
you'll see why it's sad. But, all right, I guess we'll start with the first one, which I think I sent you this one when I first came across it on Facebook. So it is a dude steals a car seat, gets halfway across the parking lot, turns out there's a baby in it. He takes it back. He waits on the parents of the baby to come out. He yells at the parents of the baby for leaving the baby in the car. Then steals the car seat again.
The car again. Not the car seat.
No,
yeah.
No, it was a car seat. It wasn't a car. It was the car seat.
Oh, so he stole the car and the car seat and realized there was a baby. I got you.
No, like he didn't steal the car, period. Like he was in the parking lot, like going through cars and stole the car seat. Like, just grab the car seat out and ran. Or it was probably, like, one of those ones that have, like, the cover thingies. And, like, ran with it and realized, oh, shit, there's a baby in it. Took it back. Waited around for the homies, you know, to come out to the car like, yo, you're the parents? Hey, motherfuckers, you leave your kid in the car. And then as it's going away, he stole the car seat again.
To be fair, he deserved that car seat at this point.
I agree. I agree with that. And then our next news story is, I also sent you this one. This one's kind of disturbing. At least I think it's disturbing, but it fits in with the whole Halloween theme. There are new ways you can dispose of your dead one, or your dead family members or your dead
oh,
friends.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I've seen it.
They have these new coffee
it.
Tables.
Yeah, you shared it to me, and then somebody else literally shared it to me like 30 minutes later, and I'm like, this is creepy as heck. Like,
it is.
But yeah,
it is
have
a
like
coffee
the holding...
table coffin. So
yeah,
would that just be
yeah,
a coffin
they,
table?
Anyways, they mummify the body inside like the coffee table. It's super freaky, in my opinion. But, there's multiple people that shared that after you had shared it with me. And I'm like, oh, my God. It's already coming to Craig.
I agree. Yeah. I agree with you on that. It's super creepy, disturbing. Personally, I think I would like to have it done, though, to myself when I go. That way I can fuck with people. Like, but I would be, like, wanting a middle finger. Like, I would have to have a good pose. You know what I mean? Like coming out of the coffee table, like, or something, you know? Like, I need, like, a good pose. All right. The next one is, in my opinion, I think, is probably the second funniest one on here. And because I saved the funniest one for last. I just want to throw that out there. But in my opinion, I think this is the second funniest one on the list. A Chicago TV news crew robbed at gunpoint while reporting on a string of robberies live. Like, they were at a crime scene reporting on, you know, somebody breaking into houses or some shit, and then they get robbed at gunpoint.
Sad, man. Like, people aren't even afraid to, because, you know, honestly, like, all the riots and all the stealing and everything else, they don't care that they're on, that they're caught on camera, you know? They don't care anymore. There's no fear there. They don't think anything's going to hold them or anything like that. And they go and rob them at gunpoint, and they're camera crews. Like, come on.
Well, know? Nowadays, though, all that's going to do is get them followers.
Yeah, they're going to get followers and, you know, 5 minutes of fame. Like,
that's all these kids think about. So,
I know.
Makes me think it's probably a younger person that did it. I'm going to say somebody in their late teens, early 20s.
Oh, man.
Now,
that's crazy.
The next one, though, the next one's really sad. This was the sad news I was talking about. World's oldest dog dies in Portugal at the age of 31.
Aww.
Yeah.
Not the doggo.
I had a dog that made it to 19. Well, he was almost, he was like a month off from being 19. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
I
had one that was
making it 31.
Yeah, we've had one that was 16, but never had one that was 30. 31.
That would be
that's a long life for doggo.
Yeah, they must have, like, fed it some kibbles and bits and took care of that down there. All right, the next one is moose on the loose in a subway in, I'm going to totally mispronounce this shit, Stockholm.
Stockholm
starts a fight and gets shot dead. I guess a moose somehow made its way on a subway, started picking on some people, and they were like, fuck off, motherfucker, and shot him. And that's the way I'm taking the story. Moose tried to mess with the wrong person in the subway. I mean, maybe he deserved it.
He deserved it. Sorry, I'm a little sidetracked because Ryan and Nathan are here tonight in the background. So,
yo.
Oh, man. Anyway.
Well, here's one that hits close to home, guys. A Tennessee lady calls into work because she had two black eyes from taking a horse dick to the face.
Oh, shoot. Took a horse. Yeah, man. Yeah. Oh, man. So, on other news from that, okay, there is like a farming game that is now free on, what's it called then? Farming Simulation. I'm so sorry. It's a game or whatever, and people can get it downloaded free to their PS4s or 5s. Hold on, they just turned on super loud. And you get to live the whole life of a farmer, and it's like watching paint dry, like watching them play it, but like tons of people are playing it, like, and anyway.
That just shows you how bored everybody is nowadays. What do you want to do? I want to go farm.
Let's go do a farm simulation, yeah.
Yeah. All right, and last bit of news, and this one right here I think is the funniest one. A guy buys a TV from a crackhead real cheap, takes it home, turns it on, and it turns out it had the McDonald's menu on it, where the crackhead stole it from a McDonald's.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Chicago one was funny, then the McDonald's TV one I thought was real good. The dick to the face one's kind of sad. Dog dying, very sad. Moose, yeah, maybe he deserved it. Coffee table, very disturbing. And let's see here. And the dude that stole the car seat, he's my new hero. All right, that's my opinion of our news stories. I'm going to start rating everything now. Yes. Your advice was a B on that one.
My advice for what?
No, I said I'm going to start rating everything on the show now. So, like, when you give advice, I'm like, yes, yeah, A. No, that one's A. No, no, that one's a B.
A or B.
I'm going to give you, like, anyway. 5 out of 8 on that.
We did have some fan questions come in about, like, advice on Halloween movies for kids, like, other than, like, Disney movies. So they were asking, like, which ones aren't so bad for them to watch. We were actually watching before the show, we were watching Young Frankenstein, yeah. So, he does have some cussing and sexual stuff in it, but as far as it being scary, not so much. So, young teenagers, you know, stuff like that. It's a Jewish comedy, they just said.
Oh, geez.
Any advice on that for, like, Halloween movies that wouldn't be so bad for kids to watch that aren't just Disney movies?
Let's see. Oh, shit, what is it called? Where the dude moves, where the vampire moves next door to the dude and his mom and the Fright Night.
Yeah.
That one ain't too bad.
That
took me a whole minute to think of.
You know, and then you have, of course, the Twilight Saga. I mean, they're not, it's not Halloween. I mean, well, it is vampires and stuff. You can watch that, you know, it's not gore, it's too gory or scary or anything. If your age group is a little younger, you know.
Saw 3 through 7.
Huh?
Saw 3 through 7.
Saw 3 through 7? That is... That's a Butterball Baby movie, that Ryan says. Anyway, Haunted Mansion, that is a good one.
Haunted Mansion, that's good.
It is a Disney movie.
Is that Disney,
though? Crap. Yeah.
Yeah, it says, isn't that Disney? Ghostbusters.
Monster House. Ghostbusters would be a good one. Ghostbusters is a Halloween movie. Yeah. Ghostbusters is not a Halloween movie. It's a classic. Ryan, what's it called? The Little House of Horrors?
Little Shop of Horrors,
yeah. Yeah, you can watch that anytime, but it's more like Halloween based too. It's not really for children, but it's not like gory and too,
yeah.
You know. Casper's a good one, but it is Disney based, you know.
I'm talking about the cartoon.
Oh, he's talking about the cartoon, my bad. You know, you also got all the Scooby-Doos, you know. I saw that. The Addams Family, it's not too bad.
As long as you're not watching Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, I heard that show gets a little wicked.
It's very adultly themed.
Yeah, I
still
like
Wednesday. Those are some that aren't Disney, so, you know, run with that.
Any of the Scooby-Doo stuff?
Yeah, I said that a minute ago, Scooby-Doo. There's that. Dakota will probably be like, just, you know, let them watch it. Rip off the Band-Aid. Anyway.
No, like, since having a daughter now, like, I understand it. Like,
it does help out.
I wouldn't let my daughter watch some of the movies I watched at her age.
You know, it's 90 kids. We just, you know, we watched it and moved on with life. Like, anyway.
Like, I'm talking about Halloween movies. I'm talking about actual scary Halloween movies.
Anyways, moving on. No, The Exorcist would not be on there. That was I'm talking about for children. Anyway, sorry about that.
The Exorcist Junior.
What was that?
The Exorcist Junior. It's the kid version.
Yeah. Also, we had another fan question come on about family costumes. Like, when is the kids too old to do family costumes?
Never.
And Ryan said never. Listen, me and Ryan dressed up since forever. And like, but I get it. Like, the family costumes, like, everybody matching and stuff. There's not really an age limit, but, I mean, a lot of teen kids kind of fall from that for, you know, don't feel bad. You know, not a lot of people want to match their parents. Some people do, though. It's okay. It just depends on your, what do you think?
I agree. I feel like probably when you get a certain age, you don't want to do it. But I'm sure there's still a few kids that still do it and whatnot. But, yeah, there's really no age limit on that.
I wouldn't think anyway. I mean, there's probably some themed family costumes that you wouldn't do as they got older, I guess, you know.
Right.
Like babies or something, but, you know.
yeah, I mean, I wouldn't do Blue's Clues after, like, 5 or 6, you know, shit like that.
Yeah, you know, stuff like that.
If you found Nemo 3 years in a row, switch it up.
When you're a kid, like those vampires, stuff like that.
That wasn't the question. The question was like family oriented costumes. Ryan, like, Ryan made a point where because he thought we were saying like one's it too old to dress up, and he's like, you know, you're never too old to dress up. It's funner when you get older to dress up because you get to be creepier, scarier, or, you know. My brother is debating on being a pickle this year, you guys, so just throwing that out there. It's not a debate, he said. It's going to happen. The costume is Slim Pickle, and it has glasses on it. He's so excited about dressing up. Anyway, just so everybody knows and has an idea, he's like 6'4", curly red afro, and he's going to be a Slim Pickle for Halloween. You know. Anyhow. I've been a Ninja Turtle many, many times. About the one time of the year that I get to be.
I think I'm going to get a jacket and rip it, right? And be fat guy in a little coat.
Oh, man. What was the worst costume you ever wore?
Worst costume I ever wore?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Like, it makes me mad
Okay, you're going to hate my answer, but you'll understand it once I say it. It was a Ninja Turtle costume, but the shell kept, like, fucking up, and I just, I don't know. It didn't fit me right.
I've never been sad being a Ninja Turtle. Not once.
No, this was like one of the cheaper costumes. So it was like I probably should have went that route with it.
Mm-hmm. It was fun.
Like fat guy in a little coat. I was doing fat guy in a little shell. Let's just put it that way.
Don't bless your heart.
Dressed up like Batman, Southern for like a guy that
sucks.
Was into some fucking weird sex shit or something.
What was your worst costume, Ron?
I'm mad that I didn't get to be the T-Rex and
Playboy. Yeah. Yeah. So like, my brother was so excited because he had the money this year. He was going to do like the dinosaur inflatable, the T-Rex one, and it says all. One size fits all, but it's only for like up to 5'4", what you can get. And he, of course, he's 6'4". So, you know, so he couldn't
like,
do it. He was so mad.
Is this supposed to be like an adult costume, though?
Yeah, it was adult costume. Even the one at Walmart. Exactly.
What grown ass man 5'4"?
Those were the ones
like middle school.
I know, right? And even looked it online, like there's some.
I'm like, who made these rules?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I want to say that like, that makes the baby back bullshit of the night right there. If you had to be five foot four to fucking have the costume.
Yeah, like the one where it's like all the memes on Facebook where it's like wear a costume, come now, we need to hide a body kind of thing, and it's all these friends coming in like inflatables and stuff. I would definitely be one of those trans. However, I'm not. I'm a lot taller than 5'4", so I'm hoping I get one of them.
So who knew they were all midgets underneath that? Crazy.
Ryan says, Dakota, you should be Fruit of the Loom next year. We should be Fruit of the Loom.
I mean,
that would be fun. Ryan wants to be the banana. Nathan wants to be the grape.
Oh, apple.
Dakota said he calls apple. What's the other one that's left?
I think it's a pear.
A pear? Of course I'd be.
I think it's
a pear.
Is it a pear and an orange or something, or is it just a pear?
A pear and an orange? No, there's no orange.
Well, I think
there's an orange. Is
there an orange? I know there's not a cornucopia, though.
There's not a cornucopia. Yeah, but anyway. something to look into. I'm all about making costumes, too. I enjoy that. Like I'm always down to do stuff like that. That's one thing I miss about like work costumes, like work friends doing work costumes when I worked at the nursing home, because there was a groups and sections that you and like you got to dress up as. I was one of the what was all the emotions that movie called?
Inside Out.
We all went as Inside Out, like we all dressed up as different characters.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I was working there at that time.
Yeah.
And this whore dressed up as like a slutty.
We did superheroes 1 year. And the next year we did like pun ones. And I'll never forget one of my coworkers, her name was Judith. She dressed up and it was the best costume ever. It was a Chester's drawer and everything was on top, like everything you take off, like your jewelry, your scarf, and all that stuff, medicine on top of the cat, like it was glued down, like she was carrying around the dress. She was the dresser, and like it had a one on it because she was a one-night stand. Like it was the best costume ever. Judith, if you're listening, way to go. But, you know, just pun costumes like that. That was great. You know, I've been a Ninja Turtle at work. I even wore my Ninja Turtle onesie one time. I'm going to lie. But anyway, like, you know, it was just fun doing different things like that. You know, you're never too old to dress up and have fun. That's one thing that I like about Halloween. It's like the child within you. You know, you get to live that out during that holiday, you know. Come on, tell us you've never been a wrestler before.
Who, me?
Yeah, for Halloween.
I have to think back. I'm trying to think if I actually was at one point. Hold on. This is a good question.
You've had so many opportunities.
I'm pretty sure I have been. I'm trying to think. Because I had the little Sting costume when I was a kid. So maybe I think I was Sting 1 year. Because I remember having the mask and shit.
You had a picture of that, too, that you showed us at work once.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure I was Sting 1 year for Halloween.
Yeah.
No, I don't think, like, I painted my face or nothing like that as them. But, like, I had the, like, that mask or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, yeah, I probably was, and I was probably, like, anywhere from 8 to 10 when I was.
I did the Area 51 with a group of girls at work one time. That was fun.
The nipples in the back.
Shut up, Ron.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you hear what he said?
About half of
it. He said he wants to go as the nipples on the Batman, on the George Clooney Batman costume.
Bro, I'm in. I call Lefty.
He calls Lefty. Damn. You know, my advice there, you know, a lot of people looking at it as like people being it's a demonic holiday, but it's really not. You know, like I'm sure some people do look at it that way and that's what they do or whatever, but for the most part, you know, candy kids having fun and dressing up and getting to be kids, you know. My kids grow
right.
up so quick these days, and it's a holiday where they get to be kids. You know, they get to dress up and play and have fun. Oh, man. I'm sorry. This is my life, my day in the life in the background. Anyway. But anyways, I don't even know what I'm going to be this year. I haven't even thought about my costume, and Ryan is like waiting with his eye twitching because I haven't made my decision yet. We always dress up, so.
What's something you haven't been yet? Ooh, be a Mortal Kombat character.
No, not really my thing. I'm too clumsy for that.
All right, let's see. Be a bat nipple.
No. I am blessed where that comes, and I don't think that would be a very good idea.
I got it. We get like 5 people to dress as Flash with you and stand behind you, and you just stand still and act like you're running really quick.
You know, they talked about that on the Big Bang Theory, Sheldon.
You know what gave me the idea? Because I looked right over and I saw my Big Bang Theory shirt of Sheldon dressed as the Flash.
Yes. Oh, man. I should go with Sheldon.
Yes, that would be awesome.
You know, something like that. Brian's got my mind going about the Fruit of Loom. Like, I'm really thinking about that now. Or you could go as, like, Teen Titans or something like that. Chill out. They're doing all their Arnold Schwarzenegger impressions. Anyway. One of y'all should be that for Halloween, yeah. What is your daughter being for Halloween?
She is a – well, I fought for her to be a Power Ranger. Her mom fought for her to be a princess or something. Or no, I'm sorry. Her mom fought for her to be some kind of, like, raccoon or a moose or I don't know what it was. So we settled on some kind of princess fairy costume.
Oh, well, I've been a fairy before.
Yeah. Fun. Yeah. I was lied to. She told me that she can be the pink Power Ranger, and I was like, I'm in, because then I can be the green Power Ranger or the red one, or the blue, you know, like, I was down.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, let's do this whole fucking thing of Power Rangers, yo.
I will tell you, as being a fairy before, you know, be careful with the wings around flammable objects.
Only Lacey can start fires on Thursday.
Yeah. It was like circus themed one year at the nurse home when I worked in the kitchen, and I was like a fairy. Anyway, I caught my wing on fire in the kitchen. But it was okay, you know. And, that's why we have fire drills. Anyway.
Oh my god. The other day I stopped by my work randomly, right? And I walked in and I guess they were doing some kind of tornado drill or earthquake drill. Everybody's ducked down under tables. And I thought it was like apocalypse, so I just like grabbed a bowl and put it over my head, like what the fuck's going down? Like are we supposed to aliens are coming? Like what's going on? Nobody warned me.
Should we go down? Anyway, sorry.
Down.
Oh.
We don't have earthquake drills out in Arizona. We don't even have tornado drills out in Arizona. The only drill we had out in Arizona was, yo, if a gunman comes into your classroom, get under the desk and throw your book. And we're just like, that ain't going to do shit but get a shot, but okay.
Do you remember in the 90s where it was like earthquake or tornadoes or whatever, and we're out in our hallways at school with our books over our heads?
Yeah,
like that?
With our asses in the air and like, all right, guys, your heads are good, but you can't ever shit again. Little Timmy took a piece of wood up the butt.
Well, I remember always sitting.
But he has no brain damage.
But we were always seated on our bottom with our books over our heads. Like, yeah. And now it's like, bad weather is coming. Let's just cancel school. And, you know, we're like, no, you should suffer like we did.
Do you remember, like, you wake up on snow days and sit in front of the news at, like, 6 in the morning? Like,
yes.
Come on, whatever
let
my school is.
School.
Yeah. It's every school. It's every other school but yours. And you're like,
yeah.
Son of a bitch.
I'll never forget watching it, listening and, like, it'd be like, because I live in Parsons, so Camden's on one side of us, Foxhill's on another side, you know, Lexington, all that. They would all the circling ones would be out, and we would be going to school. I remember that.
Michelle had snow days. I lived in the sand. There was no snow.
This is true.
We'd have
sand days.
Every day would be out of school if we had sand days.
By the time I got into high school, though, like, we would have 1 inch of snow, and they would call school out, you know? Everybody in Colorado will be going to Chicago or anything going to school will be like 7 feet tall, still school. But us, 1 foot, 1 inch, we're out.
I think
but
the
anyway.
Weirdest thing they ever let us out of school on was that it was burrito day. Like, no joke, we actually got out for burrito day.
Oh, I wish we lived in the sand close to Mexico.
It was awesome. I wouldn't mind going back. It would be great. We got about 5 minutes left of the show. Yeah.
So, like,
do you have any more fan questions?
Yeah. So, like, we have a fan question that came on, like, would we allow our kids to row houses? Like, advice on that. And because, you know, they were saying it was hard for them to say no because when they were kids, they rode houses. You know, it's a different time, though, going out and trying to row some people's houses and worrying about people getting mad just walking out and shooting somebody. You know, we had an episode where we talked about that one kid that was just riding his bicycle in his front yard and the neighbor walked over and shot him. You remember that?
Yes. That was a sad situation.
It was a super sad situation. So now you got, like, all these people that are angry and they just act on their anger. Like, you see it in the news all the time. I'm sure it happened back when we were younger, but not like that, you know? So I know parents are worried about allowing their kids to be for that because they're worried about their safety. But, you know, I'm not into, like, egging and destroying somebody's property by no means, but rolling a house with just toilet paper, you know, it's kind of a tradition for some things, for some places. You know, well, the law catches them a lot. You know, they get warnings, they sit home. But there's actually, like, a lot of teachers and a lot of people in the community that are there to, like, come and, well, I'll roll my house with you, you know? you know, it's just, you know, if you got that type of community, go for it. You know, if you don't, you know, maybe weigh your options. I mean, I guess that's the best advice I can give on that. You know, it just depends where you live,
yeah.
I guess.
I don't recommend destroying people's property like what you're saying. If you
yeah,
do go have fun, do something like that, use 2-ply. It don't rip as easy.
There you go. And for the love of Pearl, like, learn how to throw.
Yeah, don't,
you're gonna
yeah,
have to
throw. Yeah. You,
yeah.
You got to do it right, guys.
Any guys
also,
who have
if you toilet paper some Tide, is that row Tide?
Oh,
so it was an Alabama joke in there at the end.
Of course you did. Thinking up the place for that. Anyway. But,
best part about living in Tennessee.
But anyhow, yes, yes. So.
Awesome. Get to repimp the other shows. Tune in Wednesday. We might actually do a show. Who knows? If anybody gets a hold of Logan, tell him I said what up.
What up?
If maybe y'all can get him to do a show. I don't know. Hit him up. See if he's down.
Logan, what are you at? Anyway.
Yeah, tune in Thursday for Too Much Nerd Talk. We're doing a Halloween movie countdown. I'm pretty sure Ryan's excited about this one.
Ryan,
I will do my homework on some. So, I'm going to come in with some Leprechaun and some Freddy versus Jason. I'm gonna do some good ones. Dog Soldiers, look it up. It's a good one. So,
Lord.
That'd be Thursday's episode, and then we'll have another episode Monday, which would be the day before Halloween. So we should do like
It's going to have a countdown of the best Halloween candy, for one, and then we're going to have some fan questions, and we also going to be talking about Halloween safety and questions on that about trick-or-treating with your kids, things like that. So, of course,
and
we'll have some fun in that.
Can we prank call your...
We can prank call. We did it last year. We need to do it this year, too. We can prank call somebody.
We'll prank call Yoder and Logan and... Yeah, let's prank call a few people. I got this.
We have done Yoder before when he worked at Sonic that one time.
Yeah. I wonder for the reasons he got fired from Sonic, because he, you know, he's never came back.
No. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm in the works. I'm getting us a real intern guy if he knows what he's doing. So Yoda, you might want to step your game up.
And also by Monday, I should know what I'm going to be for Halloween. I can always post about that too. Anyway.
I'm
on a pickle. No. Anyway.
All right, everybody. Well, with that, oh, wait, time out. We got to hit up our social medias. Follow us on our Twitters and X's and O's and TikTok.
Every show has a Facebook page now. You know, also you can reach us live here. Call in on the show, you know. But, yeah, we all have a Facebook page, and we all have our individual Facebook pages if you want to hit us up there. But,
and all
you know,
this is on the interweb, guys, the interweb. So if you have trouble finding it, it's there. You can Google me, whatever that means. And, you can Twitch me, Google me, poke me, and follow me on Facebook and all the other good
stuff. There's no poking anymore. Anyway.
I get poked on there all the time. I got poked by 5 different people the other day, and I'm thinking about where is this even coming from?
Anymore?
I'll show you. I'll screenshot it next time I get one. Like, literally, I get like 5 a day. I'm like, why are they poking me?
That sounds like we shouldn't talk about on air. No. Anyway. moving on. So.
With that being said, always roast the world. Why?
Because the world needs roasting.
Couldn't have said it any better myself. Hey, Blog Talk, roll that Kroger ad now.
Because we're that cool now. Bye, everybody.
Inside joke.
Bye.